you, he couldn't have done what you've done.
You need to take charge as soon as you get out.
I am in charge.
I don't trust him.
He gets out after 3 years and you just hand everything over to him?
I'm back.
Hey, Darren, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good.
Very well, buddy.
1%'s done like the festival rounds, and it's finally getting its Aussie release on October 18.
Yeah.
You've attended a lot of these festivals. What's been the response for the film?
It's been, Icon are going to go pretty wide on it. So, you know, it's all pointing to something that you know, there's definitely a captive audience of a lot of people that will be interested in going to see it. But the reaction is, you know, what we hope. I mean, when we went to Toronto, the mixed reaction, you know, people really enjoyed it. It was quite polarizing over there. And then back, yeah, it's been more favorable, but it's also been polarizing as well. Not to the degree it was over there. I think, you know, there were a lot of Canadians there and US people who were watching it. I think that the Americans get it more than what the Canadians did, but it was, like I said, it was hard to watch. And so a lot of people were, you know, that they had a strong reaction to it. Also, there's, you know, Toronto's a very, you know, highbrow type of a festival. And so, you know, you get everyone and their dog over there is a critic, and, you know, it's an opportunity to, you know, to have their opinion. So, you know, we were reviewed really, really well, and then we weren't reviewed well. So, you know, that was a learning curve. You're like, okay, well, this is the reactions we're getting. Back here, it's been, like I said, the Australian psyche understand this world a little bit more, and also, you know, the vernacular and the violence with which, you know, we can speak at different stages and you know, some of the tropes that we've used, I think, resonated much more with Australian audiences. So, you know, it's been a really strong reaction either way. But, and also, you know, we have an American release with A24, so that'll be really interesting to see how that goes as well, because they're, you know, opening theatrically, I think, in 15 major cities. So, you know, they're really invested in it. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see, mate. But it's been a, you know, a strong reaction, which is what we wanted.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, as I said earlier, you wrote the script. What's the process for you to write a script like this? What sort of research goes into it? How long did it take you to write it?
Look, I originally didn't write this in 2008, so it was a project that I began writing. Like, and it's a very different project now, but I put it away and then pick it up again. Jamie Hilton had seen a film I'd done, a very small film called Fell, with Daniel Henschel, and got in contact with me. Knew I was writing as well. I think he might have read a novel of mine, and so we met, and he said, "Have you got anything?" And I said, an American script at him called Knuckle, which is he wanted to do back here, and then I threw this at him and said, "Look, this hasn't been doing anything for a while." And he jumped on it pretty quickly, and then it went through a really big rewrite, and Matt Gudgeon, who's a wonderful script editor, came aboard towards the end and ironed out all the kinks with me. And but it's been a long process, absolutely, to get it right and to, you know, one of the challenges was in this male-dominated world, this subculture was finding, you know, the space for these two female characters to be equally as strong. So a lot of the work was done on those two girls.
Oh, well, they're definitely strong characters. Holy shit.
Yeah, they certainly are, yeah.
Now, did you always intend of playing the role of Nuck?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, from this evolution, yeah, I did. Which was, look, to be honest, was left some bark off me. That's for sure. You know, it's funny as an actor, you relish those kinds of roles, but I mean, it'd be very, very hard as a father, you know, who's working with a young family, to be doing them all the time. So, I transform physically. For that film, you know, I put on a lot of weight and you know, took on a persona that was, you know, less than, you know, like he's an abhorrent sort of a man, you know what I mean? I mean, there's a vulnerability there that and he's confused, and there's a whole heap of things going on with him, but, you know, on the surface, it was a brutal type of, portrayal. So as proud as I am of it, I'm not, won't be rushing to go and do one of those again.
Oh, definitely. How do you, like, obviously shooting it would have been quite full on, and obviously your psyche as well may have been knocked her about a little bit playing a role like that. How did you unwind after a day of shooting?
Well, look, we were all very close on this set, you know, because we all lived in close proximity and we're away from your families, you're away from, you know, where you live. So everyone bonded very, very tightly. So, you know, most nights I go to bed. Some nights we had a late start the next day, then we'd all go out and have a drink and unwind and share. You know, you become very close very quickly on those types of things with people. So, you know, we just, I guess, really hung out together, the whole cast. You know, we became very, very close. So we unwind together and, you know, if someone was battling a little bit, then we're all there for each other. So,
yeah.
You know, it was and weekends, you know, I got everyone together every weekend we were there. I mean, there was parties where I was staying at my house, get-togethers, and so we all made sure we were together and going through it, you know, all at the same time. So it was a wonderful experience. It don't happen that often, and so I feel very fortunate.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
you could definitely see the bond that you guys had down at Cinefest with the cast and crew that were down there with you.
Yeah, they were wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful people, mate.
And obviously you got to shoot the film in Perth. You've been over to WA and you've been involved in a few films that have shot here. What's it like filming in Perth?
I love it. I've had a ball. I mean, I've done four films in Perth. In Western Australia. I did Son of a Gun. I did Turning. I did Just for Jones and now this. So I always love going back to Perth. It was, and we lived in a really nice neck of the woods. I was in Mossman Park, is it?
Yep.
You know, down the road there from Cottesloe, and a couple of the other people were in Fremantle. So I loved it. It was beautiful weather, and it was right on, you know, coming into Christmas. It was, yeah, we had a ball, mate. I love Perth. It was wonderful.
Now, you've had a pretty solid career for at least 10 years now, acting.
Yeah.
Is there any role that you want to play that you haven't yet?
Look, I'm just attracted to things that I haven't done before, you know, and that I can find. I've been very picky over the last 18 months about what I've done, and so I haven't done a great deal. So, you know, it's got to be something that I can feel I can challenge me a little bit. But in the same time, you've got to make money. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a double-edged sword, and every actor's in that position. So hopefully when they present themselves, you know, opportunities for something that you haven't done before, that you're in the mix. And sometimes that's hard for other people to see casting directors if they haven't seen, you know, the diversity of my work. And look, something like this can leave a taste in someone's mouth. And they go, well, he's only good for that. So you're battling that sometimes. But, you know, what interests me is just things that I haven't done before and something that will challenge me. So at this point in my career, you know, I'm lucky enough to make some choices. So, you know, like I said, things that I haven't done before and also through sometimes jobs that are relatively easy geographically and keep me at home. And, you know, those things come into play all the time as well. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a very fluid type of decision-making process for me. So I'll jump on something. You know, I've got to jump on something towards the end of the year here or overseas and you know, I'll make a decision on that, you know, at some point and hopefully something materialises where, you know, I can really sink my teeth into.
Have you ever thought about getting behind the camera?
Mate, I mean, down the line, I mean, I just think I'm not equipped and savvy enough as a filmmaker to be doing that yet. I think I'd probably fail and fail pretty well. So I think, you know, from a writing point of view, if I'm not writing a script, then I'm writing a novel and that's of great comfort. So, you know, from a filmmaking point of view, I love acting and I certainly enjoy the process and collaboration of writing a screenplay, but I'm not thinking about making films or directing or those types of things when I'm not in front of the camera. So, and I think if you're a real director, then you've got to be across all that. And at this stage of my life, I don't have the time, but I really don't have the inclination. So
yeah.
Maybe down the line, it's something that I've thought about, but like I said, I just don't think I'm equipped to do that at the moment. So hopefully, you know, with more experience. And look, while I'm acting, I'm certainly not aware of a great deal of what's going on other than, you know, what's what I'm playing in front of me. So,
yeah.
So maybe down the line, mate, but it'll be a while for that.
Fair call. You've played opposite some incredible actors like Clive Owen, Ewan McGregor, De Niro, just to name a few of them. Has anyone stood out for you on set? Like, have you had an experience on set with someone like that and that sort of stuck with you?
Look, I did a film with Vin Diesel, and Vin is about as diametrically opposed to how his on-screen persona is to how he's in real life. So I was really taken by that and really impressed with how present he was and also Jordi Moller, who's a Spanish actor.
Yeah.
Who I was involved with. A lot of people. Daniel Henschel, some of the Australian guys that I've worked with too are incredible. Simone Kessler in this, I had an immense amount of work to do with her, and she just blew me away because she is nothing like that woman that she plays. So
yeah.
She transformed as much as anyone has transformed. So, I've been very lucky, mate, with the people that I've worked with. So, and shared the screen with, I'm remarkably fortunate. So, lucky enough to be in a situation that, I'll have those experiences again. So, again, I've been very lucky and there've been so many wonderful, I mean, being an actor, so many things can take you out of the situation at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's not often that you get a moment with someone where you forget everything. And when those moments happen, they're really precious. So I've been lucky enough to have those moments with lots of people. So, again, mate, I feel really, really fortunate, Darren.
Going back to 1% for a second, I loved Aaron Pedersen in the film.
Yeah. Amazing, mate. Yeah.
He was incredible.
He knocked it out of the park, Yeah, no, he's a wonderful actor and a wonderful man, a beautiful human being. He's a gem. He's one of our Australia's gems. He really is.
Oh, for sure. And then, obviously, I need to mention Arrow because it was such a huge, such a huge television show. It's known worldwide.
Yeah.
You go in and drop what 10 episodes of that.
Yeah.
How much did your life change much after that, or is it just you get recognised a whole shitload more?
Oh, look, you obviously get recognised. I mean, really changed a lot of things for me. And gave me, opened up a lot of things. Arrow's a different universe altogether, the people that watch that, So, yeah, it's a very specific crowd of people and fan that watch that show, the Comic-Con type of people.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of those. And it was great fun. I mean, playing that character was amazingly rewarding and good fun, It was one of those jobs you went to work and was overwhelmingly excited to get to work. So, yeah, it was wonderful fun. It was a great role on a really fun show. So, again, really lucky to be able to be given that opportunity.
Yeah, well, there's a rumour, because there's an episode in the next season called The Demon.
Yeah, right.
And there's a rumour that you're going to pop back in.
Well, look, they always said they'd bring me back, so, that may happen. I'll get a phone call at some point to say, are you available? But mate, if I get asked, I'd definitely come back for sure.
And then lastly, what's next for you? What have you got coming up?
Mate, obviously the press tour for this, and then something materialised overseas. I've got another film called Knuckle that we had some really good attachments to that fell over a week out from shooting last year. So that's on track to get back up. But mate, I'll just pick a job as an actor between now and then and jump on something. So there's always stuff around, mate. It's just trying to make the right choice.
No worries, Matt. Well, once again, I appreciate you talking to me. And I can still remember after the 1% screening finished at Sydney Fest, I was one of the first people out of the cinema. And you were standing right there.
No. Just looking for the reactions. Yeah.
But I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, it's a pleasure, mate. And anytime you need a word or anything, mate, don't hesitate to call.
Okay. Appreciate it, Matt. Have a good day, all right?
Thanks, Darren. See you, mate.
You asked me to look after things, and I have done what you asked. Things are different now.
Things are different out here now. Not when I'm involved.
You listen to me. We've worked too hard to get to where we are. We're not giving that up.
Show me you're the president and do it so the men can see it.
I'm the president, me! You are with me or you're not!
You are not the sort of man that walks away from anything.
kill him.